At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up here at 4:30, we will sit and spin with the 10 best country songs about beer. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got
one from today, Tornado. Guys, I grew up in Moore, Oklahoma. Back on May 3rd, 1999, we had a F5 tornado come within a half mile of my home. That was the scariest event of my life. Damage that tornado caused was incredible. Google Moore, Oklahoma tornado, and you'll see the picture. Keep doing what you're doing. That from Robert.
Yeah, Oklahoma, known for its tornadoes.
On to the birthdays, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Oola. Guys, my baby girl, Cadence, is 5 years old today. She's been listening for 3 years. She started by repeating Ola when people called in to say, suck it up cupcake. She would love it if you guys could give her a happy birthday with a suck it up cupcake. And Coach Ted telling her what to expect in kindergarten in the fall. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
So, suck it up cupcake.
All right, off to school, kindergarten. That's going to be a tough one for you. You used to kind of doing whatever you want at home. Now, there's going to be a few rules. One of those rules, napping. All right, but you get in there, I want you to dominate nap time. I don't want to hear a teacher having to call mom say you're not napping.
Guys, my son Xavier's 10th birthday is today. Can you have Mickey and Goofy give him advice on partying up tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Ricky.
How old?
He is 10.
Oh.
Well, gosh, at 10 years old, that kind of party takes on an entirely different meaning. But I will tell you this, it is the same. You got a bad stomach ache, a bad headache, and just want to go to bed from all the sugar you consume.
I'll be honest with you, the Nick's about to give you some advice he might take tonight. Treat it like his own birthday. Get that half onion tower, big old burger, and a milkshake. So that's right. Whether you're turning 10 or 100, your stomach's going to hurt after a birthday.
Gentlemen, I want to give my little brother Landon a birthday shout-out. He is 26 years old. Celebrated early at the Primus concert this past weekend. Enjoyed all the birthday songs for Maynard's 60th. We joked it was all for him. So how about a fish sandwich, a bong rip, and the Dirty Germans on how to celebrate your official late 20s. Thanks, guys, for all the laughs. Long-time, everyday listeners. Keep on rocking. That from the house of Russell Rockers.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, your late 20s is a great time to be alive. This is when you have the most sexy time in your life and everybody looks good. But the key for you specifically to have sexy time with the ladies is to not tell them that you're a fan of Primus. How many ladies were at the Primus show?
Yeah, so it was two of them, and sadly, I know both of them already.
I joked with her about that the other day. I was like, dude, what was it like just to walk into the women's restroom and have carte blanche wherever you wanted to go?
You didn't have to wait in line.
Nothing.
I know. My other buddy was there with his wife, and I'm like, I bet they're the only two women at that show.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, obviously, there's more, but Maynard helps.
Good afternoon, fellas. Please wish Vuthi, pronounced in a high Mickey Mouse voice, "Hey Vuthi, a happy birthday." Since he drives a big jacked up truck nicknamed the Compensator, please give him a, "Your penis is too small," and have the Germans say what they would do to him in the bed of his truck. Best wishes that from the EMC Position 1 team.
Yeah, we look at your tiny penis and laugh.
Yes, apparently he's quite open about it, so let's see it, big fella.
Yeah, thank God you have this truck.
Yeah, so no, we call it a cocktail being the Compensator. That's pretty good.
That is.
Good on him.
Compensator.
Well, not every. There's no way just statistically everybody with that truck has a small one.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know the answer to that. That's one of those studies where I go like, you know what? That should be funded. We should find that out.
I would be interested to find out.
Does this really happen? You don't know.
But also, what if you just...
I know the Mediterranean diet's healthy. You've done that one.
Well, what if you just happen to have a small one, but like big trucks?
Well, then no one will believe
you. Well, the correlation's going to show that, you know? It's like the really skinny guy who likes the big women.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what's the correlation? You know what I'm talking about? you know what I'm talking about.
I'm thinking of different people.
I got 20 of them. I just like to be skinny like they are.
I have my one buddy, I remember once he was, "I like a big woman."
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of big women who like skinny guys.
Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Guys, my husband Josh listens to you every word of your show and loves it. Today is his 38th birthday, not 39th, like I thought. Could have some Coach Ted talking about being a new dad to a red-headed baby and having a ginger wife. Thanks, guys. That from his loving wife, Leah, and daughter, Lilith.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations. But honestly, sounds like a trap. Redheaded wife, they got a redheaded kid. Are you safe? Blink your eyes twice. Coach can come save you.
Can she see her reflection in the mirror?
Other than that, I'd say buckle up. But congratulations, man.
Guys, happy 49th birthday to my son, Mark. He is a daily listener to the Men's Room, and everything stops for Big Dummy. Mark is also a barbecue master, a pizza chef, and a master electrician. That is getting it done. Oh, let's see. Please give him some dad jokes, some green beans, and a few farts. Maybe a bong rip. Much love, guys. That from Mom.
Green bean. What? Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Sure. What do I got here?
Guys, did I tell you I got a summer job working in a hayfield?
No.
After one day, I bailed.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. My wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo.
Oh, yeah?
So I put my foot down. What kind of chicken wings did Eminem order with his meal?
What kind of chicken wings
did Eminem order with his meal?
I don't know what.
8 Mile. Mike, since you're hip to this, did you know that Jesus drove a Honda?
Jesus drove... He didn't need a passport?
No, he drove a Honda.
He drove a Honda?
But he did not speak of his own accord.
Accord. Okay. Good call.
That's a Honda joke.
It's a Honda joke.
What is the connection between Titanic and the Sixth Sense?
I see dead people.
And finally, guys, tropical bird stole my beer.
Oh, yeah?
Tropical bird stole my beer. Two cans.
Yep.
And finally, from the birthdays, Bacholos, can I get a 53rd birthday shout-out to my lovey hubby? How about the dirty Germans and a fish sandwich? Thank you guys so much for all the entertainment. You guys always rock. From your longtime listener, Danielle.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, I was hoping her name was just Dan, but her husband makes her yell, so Danielle.
Yeah, good for him, man. You know, he's never been annoyed by a Danielle in Deutschland.
Yeah.
So it seems a positive name.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Passengers aboard public trains and buses in the UK have a new type of people that they're annoyed with, and they are labeling them edgers.
Do they not do any cross-referencing?
Do they just sit on the edge of the seat?
That's pretty much what it is. So you get on a bus or a train and whatnot, and it's completely loaded, and you go on down the aisle, you know, you're trying to find your spot, and there's a spot up against the window, but the aisle seat is taken up by a dude who's just got his nose buried in his phone in spite of hell, and he's not talking to anybody. He's not paying attention to anybody so that he can just keep his row to himself.
That's when you do the, excuse me.
Exactly.
Well,
either you do that or you just decide not to screw with it and you just stand there.
I will always say, if I want to sit down,
right,
and there is a seat, yes.
Can I also say, like, look, I understand that manspreading is a thing. I do it myself, and as a bigger dude, I need plenty of room, and I get that. If you are sharing a spot with somebody, then you need to suck yourself in and maintain your own spot. I should not have to squeeze on to where I've got one cheek on my seat because you are spread out into my area over there. Like, you can move a little bit, okay?
It can be done. It's simple.
Right. It's not going to be the most comfortable trip. I get that. I'm a part of that as well.
And you're on the bus.
Right.
It's not meant for comfort. It's meant to get from point A to point B.
Right.
Right.
And guess what? Even as a bigger dude, when somebody's coming into my spot, I slink up as much as I can trying to get out of their way, and I make myself uncomfortable not touching the guy next to me.
Right.
Like, come on, gang. Pull it together just a little bit here. Archaeologists have unearthed a quote-unquote impossible ancient native farm that they found underneath a forest in Michigan.
How is it impossible if they found it?
I don't know. I think it's just for the area. So this stuff should not have existed.
You were not considering it, but obviously.
Right.
That's a nice way of saying we were wrong about our assumptions. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how science moves forward, right? But
correct.
It's impossible. It's not possible. You just didn't think it was possible.
Right. I wonder if they didn't just, like, go to different areas and then find the crop and then bring it back to this one particular spot.
Right, who knows,
right? And it was so doggone long ago, it's not like anybody
but
was...
But then that would blow up their whole theory about trading, right?
So, there you go.
Not about whether the crop could, you know, be native to here, but that means that they had to travel, blah, blah, blah. It's like, people were pretty smart back in the day.
Yeah. It was about survival, and we worked together a lot.
Oh, yeah.
The UK has a method of what to do with the remains of loved ones that they're now offering... Boil in a bag funerals in which bodies are liquefied through a high-pressure chamber.
Okay.
Did you guys see this?
But the name they're running with is boil in a bag.
Yeah, there's no easy way to say it. You know, I had to talk with VD about this because he also sent this after I'd already found it. When it comes to death, it's not pretty. The way that you die, for the most part, is not going to be a pretty thing. And what they do with your body afterward is certainly not a pretty thing. I don't care what they look like at the open casket funeral that you had.
To get there
is really kind of nasty. And when you think about it, you know, spreading the ashes. It's now this is very, very a solemn thing, and it's a very hallowed thing, and I understand that. Keep in mind, they incinerated a body. They torched it until they turned it back into dust.
Right.
Okay, so this, while on the surface that it sounds just grotesque.
Because the name sounds bad. But it's,
right. Correct.
But the otherwise.
Name sounds, like, awful.
Yeah.
Hey, pour me on a compost pile.
What do you want them to do with your body when you're dead? Like, I don't know. Is that something I have to figure out?
Right. Whatever's cheapest is what I said.
Honestly,
with.
Yeah, whatever's cheap, man. I don't care. I'm right. Dead.
Don't buy a plot and put me into the ground for nobody to come visit me.
Unless it's like in the neighbor's yard that we don't like.
There you go.
Bury you know, me I'm, right there.
I've never been a headstone visitor myself. We as a family have never been that, so that's not in my blood.
Yeah.
Like, just either burn me alive, or not alive, burn
alive.
Me alive, burn me out, or,
hey,
or liquefy
wait
me
till you die first, man.
Nah, burn me alive. I don't care. I'm out.
I mean, like, sad, I mean, unfortunately, I went back for my cousin's funeral. Like, she was in the same graveyard, so I went and saw my grandparents, but, man,
because
of all the
you
times
I've
been, right, like, you're right, I don't know, that was a big thing, like, my mom will still go see her parents all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I'm with you.
You like, know who like, always visits gravestones? Everyone in TV shows and movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially
all
if you're
the
a
time.
Superhero.
Now, I will
all,
say.
Right, every superhero, yeah. that someone's in the grave that really bugs them. They all visit. And that's where you can always
yeah.
find them, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can't find this person anywhere. I know where they are. Because conveniently, it's her birthday.
Yeah. I mean, seeing Looney's was pretty cool. But I also didn't see his funeral. But yeah. I don't know. Like, my dad, like, we got his ashes. My brother's still like, I don't know what to do with them. But his flag from his funeral is up to the beer garden.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll go visit that this summer.
Hell yeah.
So to me, it's almost like whatever the most important thing is
sure.
that's kind of like where you... To you know, me, I've, you visit them?
I've got grandparents that are buried down south. Since they've been there, I have not gone.
Yeah, like, I have a couple, expanded, you know, the shells.
Yeah.
From his service.
Yeah.
I kept those, but, like, yeah,
they mean
I don't
more
know.
To you.
Yeah.
They mean more to you.
In New Orleans, you almost can't, you can't help it because everything's above ground.
Sure.
Oh.
Seriously, man. So, like, when I worked at Commander's Palace, this is an internationally renowned restaurant, but across the street, it's just graves. As far as you can see, there's not a lot of restaurants can open up next to a cemetery and still make bank, but they do. Although I will say that one bad flooding rainstorm incident when I was there. And the big thing on the local news was, hey, as a result of the flooding, some of the mausoleums and stuff, like the doors broke out.
Ooh.
So they're looking for the body. They were in the coffin still, but they literally get washed out and just go down the street. They had good news. We found Mike Hawk's body just four blocks Jesus. Away from his gravesite.
Yeah, party man. Time.
Oh, yeah.
There's new evidence to suggest Neanderthals used rivers to travel around the world.
Well, yeah.
We were resourceful then, too. We needed to travel large distances to see our family on Christmas.
The water flows. Like, it'll move you whether you do anything or not.
Exactly. And once you realize that, hey, we're going to hike up this river, well, guess what? We can just jump on this log yeah. and it ain't near as hard to go back.
I mean, just think about the fact that, like, people talking about you switch up your workout routine, right? Because
mm-hmm.
your body automatically will do it, find a way to cheat it if it's easier.
Yeah.
So I don't care who you are, if they were any part human or an animal, it's like, so I can float down this river, it's quicker. Like, they're going to do it.
Search for the path of least resistance.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like a tree fall, land in the river, and say, man, that really heavy-ass tree, one, it floats, and two, the river's pushing it.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that.
Speaking of working out there, Ted, according to a new study, when it comes to as far as which to do first between cardio and weightlifting. So a lot of people, they will mix a cardio as well as weightlifting. Which do you do first to maximize your results, do you think?
Oh, I would say cardio.
Cardio
see,
first.
See, I would be the opposite. Ted I would say lift first.
Steve, break the tie.
Knowing that I'll do neither, I'm going to say cardio.
They saw a significant increase in fat loss with those that did a weightlifting workout before a cardio workout.
Interesting.
I'm not sure exactly the science behind it, but I think it's just the way that it's burning your body.
I thought generally you're supposed to do them just separately.
Right? You do a lifting day.
Yeah. Yeah, or you could do cardio later on or first or...
Right.
Yeah. Or do what I do and just do neither.
Just don't.
Just don't.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Eloquent.
Eloquent. Oh.
Can anybody use eloquent in a sentence? Anybody here know?
Your rousing speech was quite eloquent.
That's exactly
your
correct.
Your word choices made it eloquent.
Eloquent.
Mm.
There's a new TikTok skincare trend that has 7-year-olds using acid peels on their faces.
How old?
Seven.
Down to the age of seven, but certainly a lot of teens.
Right. Don't do it. Your skin is still developing. You're going to cause really bad... That's for people whose faces are melting by the
like
day.
Like medical grade stuff, yeah.
Right. We are in a time where there's an epidemic going on right now of the younger generation doing so much to kind of anti-age themselves when they're not aged yet.
Right. Like, man, you're fine.
Right.
Try, it's as good as you're going
to
look.
Right. Now, doing things to continue to preserve, you know, moisturize. That's what you need.
Sure.
Get lotion. Moisturize
Take
yourself.
Care. What did your wife have? The, was it anti-aging?
I call that anti-aging sunscreen just because, for whatever reason, sunscreen and SPF helps to keep the age
wrinkles
away from your skin.
Yeah.
Right. So I call it anti-aging sunscreen.
Well, because it's your wife, I just figured that was true.
Right. But, like, teenagers getting fillers and whatnot, like gang, you don't
wait a minute.
Need that.
Just wait a minute.
Your body doesn't start rotting until 25, so don't worry about it. You're doing fine. Jeez, oh, Wes. You guys ever heard a word that sounds oddly naughty, but it's not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, like the kumquat.
Mm-hmm. Let's run down it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more words that sound naughty, but aren't. I can remember way back in 7th grade history class, Mr. Reed was a good teacher, though I'm convinced he was already in his 70s. What with his Caesar ring hair, bad posture, and pea soup green grandpa sweaters. Anywho, of course there are a few rambunctious ne'er-do-wells with their adolescent hormones all the rage. So imagine how the word titillate went over with a class of fart-launching, smelly, dirty sock-wearing dregs of society. To be clear, titillate means to stimulate or excite, potentially in an arousing fashion. I prefer to use fishing references, so here's a life lesson all you budding perverts should be aware of. If it smells like fish, it's a dish. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
God. Thank you, VD. So these are words that sound naughty but aren't. This is actually a Reddit thread. And Miles, you actually nailed it with kumquat on there.
Jesus.
I don't know what you said, but it was worse.
You got it.
Oh, dear. That's what it lays in.
Her hair.
That's what it lays in.
Woo. It's like a dream catcher.
The cot. Okay. Kumquat. So.
Damn it. I don't know if I feel safe doing this.
This is going to be interesting. So, you know what? Let me give you the description of the word. See if you guys can figure it out. Ted's going to go take a nap. A lawn game where players take turns throwing beanbags at an inclined.
Cornholio.
I do nothing but giggle every time that name comes up.
The first time I heard it, I thought someone was joking, right? Because I had always known cornhole to be what any immature person knows cornhole to be. So, like, have you played cornhole? We're like, what? And the thing is, we did not believe this person for like a week. Well, like, dude, I've heard like bag calls beanbag, and it's not called cornhole.
That's the deal. You go to like a Maryland tailgate, they all call it bags or baggo.
Yes.
And it's like, come on, we can be mature. It's actually called cornhole.
But we couldn't be mature.
No, we can't. Words that sound naughty but aren't. This word means to increase the severity or violence of. You're making it worse. You're exacerbating it.
Exacerbating.
Oh, exacerbating.
Exacerbate. Another T. Exacerbate.
Try to only exacerbate once a week.
This word means deceptive or misleading. It's fallacious.
Ah, yes. Oh. Fallacious.
We're bringing Ted back to 7th grade.
Yeah, sorry. It's pretty good.
Sounds like a boxer. My name is Fallacious T. Washington. I will beat your ass.
Look out.
I'm not called a grown man.
Fallacious. Oh, dear. This word means having a sinuous or wave-like shape or motion.
Wave-like.
This one always feels weird to me, but it's undulating.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
undulate. Yeah. To undulate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, we'll go home and undulate.
She started undulating.
A passage between the exterior and the interior of a structure. The passage between the exterior and interior.
I mean, a tunnel, but what kind of tunnel
that's
is
not
it?
Bad, though. Vestibule.
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 I only know that from, like, the church.
Yeah, there's a vestibule at the church. It's very close to testicle. It sounds like Mr. Mr. Chekhov from Star Trek talking about his testicles. Captain, my vestibules.
Vestibules.
They're itching.
Here you go. A small triangular bone forming the lower extremity of
coccyx.
The spine. The
coccyx.
Mm. That's one
that was Nikki Six's brother.
That also, no, damn it.
Also sounds like a group of, like, Vikings coming to, like, your town.
The coccyx.
Yeah.
It does sound like some ancient group of warriors.
Ah, jeez.
Among other things.
The object, Ryan loves this one, the object that is struck back and forth
Shuttlecock.
In badminton, the shuttlecock. That's right. Small edible bivalve mollusks similar to clams.
Ooh, hold on.
Oh. Small edible bivalve mollusks that are similar
gooey
to
duck.
Clam. Not the gooey duck. That's not bad, though. The gooey
Oysters?
Duck is really good. These are words that sound naughty but aren't cockles.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. What are cockles otherwise? Because back in the day, like, you warm the cockles of my heart.
Right. I think that's the bivalve thing. Like, you're warming the valves of the heart.
Wow, that is a reach, man. Well, if that's what it is, like, is that your version of romance, brother? God damn. The original nerd. You warm me cockles of me heart.
So we actually just got one on the text. It's not on the list, but I do like it. Bunghole is a legitimate term. That is on a boat.
The bunghole.
So when you go out and you go boating, going out on my uncle's boat, this was always a thing, is that at the end of the day, you always had to pull the bunghole. There was a cork inside of this thing that holds all the water that, you know, if there's water that gets in the boat and whatnot, or maybe it's underneath, I don't know. But
Michael, pull the bunghole.
Pull the bunghole. That's exactly what you do. A document that compiles all of the jurisdictions of criminal law.
A doc of all the jurisdictions.
This is the penal code.
Oh,
it
yes.
is the penal code. Oh,
okay. I always thought a penal colony was like an all-male nudist camp.
Words that sound naughty but aren't. Words that sound naughty but are not. The act or process of chewing. I don't know if you guys are going to get.
Oh, I got it.
What you got?
This was our patrol name in Boy Scouts. The Masticators.
The Mastication. That is correct.
The Masticators, yes.
That was your patrol name, was the Masticators?
Yes.
What the hell?
We had hot dogs, hamburgers on our signs.
Because they put the boy in Scouts.
French fries. Right. We were the Masticators. We thought that was genius.
Good Lord. Full of juice or juicy. Also, it's a type of plant.
Succulent.
Succulent.
Yeah.
I feel like that was right up there with moist. It's not one that sounds naughty. It's just, it leaves a weird chill down your spine.
Succulent.
Succulent. Why is my plant succulent?
Well, it's thick and retains water.
Is that a teapot you got?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't.
Yes.
A group or combination of six things. These are words that sound naughty but aren't. A group or combination of
sextuplet?
Sextuplet. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Ted, the first human species to evolve a human-like body and gait.
Neanderthal.
The one beyond.
Homo erectus.
Homo erectus.
Yeah.
We all chuckled at that one in biology class. Homo erectus. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, look at him.
He's standing up tall, ain't he?
Another one from the text, stroganoff.
Oh, yes. Stroganoff.
I mean, yeah, even beef stroganoff.
It's delicious,
I know. It makes it even worse.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody know the name of the little fleshy hanging ball in the back of your throat?
Uvula.
The uvula.
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 Uvula. Yeah.
Flesh-like is already kind of dirty.
I actually...
Fleshy. Ball.
Thank you, Ted.
Ball. The back of the
In throat. Case we weren't picking up on that, you know fleshy. Ball.
Hey. Oh.
Just real quick, two more that come from the text line.
What you got?
Peckerhead. That's an electric box on a motor.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And then the petcock. That's the valve on a radiator that releases the water.
Okay.
But you're not going to say it out loud.
No, you are not. No, you are not. To make or use gestures, especially in an animated manner.
Gesticulate?
Gesticulate. Well done, Mr.
Sorry.
Sorry
about that. You answered that real quick.
I gesticulated. Damn. And then I will leave you with this last word that sounds naughty but isn't, and it means, or rather it is, a device that can be plugged into a hardware port on a computer. Does anybody know this one? A device that can be plugged into a hardware port on a computer.
It's not USB.
It is called a dongle.
Oh, all right. Oh, you know one of my favorites?
What you got?
The dot on top of a lowercase I or J.
Tilde?
Tittle.
A tittle.
A tittle.
That's right.
I don't know why my English teacher told us, like, did you want the class to descend into madness?
Kidding.
Because that is what happened. And like, they were trying to be serious. Well, we're going to call blah, 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 blah. So, like, the dot. Because they were talking, like, the German double thing with the umlaut or whatever.
Yeah, umlaut.
The accent mark for a lot of Spanish stuff where you put the accent and they're like, you know, right here in the States, you know, what do you call the dot? We're like, we don't know. Like, the tittle. I do not know why he told us.
Right.
Because basically class ended, man.
To be honest with you, human sexuality class should not have been as low of a grade as it was because we were not mature enough to handle it.
Yeah, I know.
That used to be a college course, man. We can't handle this crap. Doggone it all. Officers in Kentucky were called to a local business after a man released something into the establishment, Miles.
What did he release?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the American traveling public in general, specifically those who travel by air. Now, if you do travel by air, there is no shortage of do's and don'ts at the airport. Remove your shoes and hats. Pull laptops out of the bag. No firearms. No ammo. No sharp objects. No baseball bats. Empty your pockets. No portable chargers or lithium batteries in checked luggage. No hiding, no hiking poles. No aerosols or more than 3.4 ounces of liquid. Certain tools are prohibited, as well as MREs, because who doesn't want an MRE on a plane, but it's prohibited anyway. But in addition to your actual boarding pass, the single most important thing you need is your identification. And as of last month, you need one of those newfangled real IDs or a passport, right? And there's been a few hiccups with the real ID rollout, but for the most part, it's been going pretty smooth. But the TSA is now getting frustrated because they actually had to put this out on social media because so many people are doing it. They want you to know that when they ask for your real ID, or a passport, or your immigration papers. No, your Costco membership card is not a good substitute.
Oh, my God.
It's happened enough that they had to address it. So, apparently, this started as a rumor on social media, but people are buying into it. So, people are going to the airport, man, to board a plane. You might have your regular driver's license, but if it hasn't, you know, if it's not enhanced with the real ID, you have something else. Like, don't you worry about it. I got my Costco membership card.
What if it's an executive one?
Yeah, somebody made that pour. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK, Profile This is next.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.